Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 7, Perfectional Examples of Devotees. One may be able to perform one item or many items according to one's capacity, but it is the principal factor of complete attachment to devotional service which makes one advance on the path. There are many devotees in history who have attained perfection in devotional service simply by discharging the duties of one item, and there are many other devotees like Maharaj Ambarish who executed all the items. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit Abhavad Vyasaki Kirtane Prakhlada Smarane Tad Angri Bhajane Lakshmi Pritu Pujane Akurastu Abhibandane Kapi Patir Dasye Atasakye Arjuna Saravasvatma Nivedane Balir Abhut Krishnaptir Eshang Para. Some individual devotees who have attained perfection in devotional service by executing only one item are listed as follows. Maharaja Parikshit, who was liberated and fully perfected simply by hearing. Shukadeva Goswami, who became liberated and attained perfection in devotional service simply by chanting. Prahlad Maharaj, who attained perfection by remembering. Lakshmi, who attained perfection by serving the lotus feet of the Lord. King Pritu, who attained perfection simply by worshipping. Akura, who attained perfection simply by praying. Hanuman, who attained perfection simply by becoming the servant of Lord Ramachandra. Arjuna, who attained perfection simply by being a friend of Krishna. And Bali Maharaj, who attained perfection simply by offering whatever he had in his possession to Vamanadeva. Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayor Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Karau Harer Mandira Marjanadishu Sruting Chakaryachuta Satkatodaye Mukundalingalaya Darshane Drishau Tadbritya Gatra Sparashenga Sangamam Granang Chatat Pada Saroja Saurabhe Sri Matulasya Rasanang Tad Arpite Padau Hare Kshetra Padanu Sarpane Shiro Hishikesha Padavi Vandane Kamang Chadasye Natukama Kamyaya Yatotama Shloka Janasraya Ratihi. As far as Maharaj Ambarisha is concerned, he actually performed all the items of devotional service. Ambarish first of all engaged his mind upon the lotus feet of Krishna. Ambarish engaged his words, his power of speaking, in describing the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ambarisha engaged his hands in washing the temple of the deity. Ambarisha engaged his ears in hearing the words of Krishna. And Ambarish engaged his eyes in beholding the deity. Ambarish engaged his sense of touch by rendering service to the devotees. Ambarish engaged his sense of smell by relishing the fragrance of the flowers offered to Krishna. Ambarish engaged his tongue in tasting the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Ambarish used his legs in going to the temple of Krishna, and finally, Ambarish used his head in offering obeisances to the deity of Krishna. And because all of his desires and ambitions were thus engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, Maharaj Ambarish is considered the leader in discharging devotional service in all kinds of ways. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 7, Perfectional Examples of Devotees. Recorded August 2nd, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Navayache Rajyang Nachakanaka Manikya Vibhavang Nayache Hung Ramyang Sakala Jana Kamyang Varavad Hum Sada Kale Kale Pramata Patina Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. I do not pray for a kingdom. I do not pray for gold, rubies, or wealth. I do not ask for a beautiful wife, as desired by all men. No, I simply pray that Jagannatha Swami, whose glories Lord Shiva always sings, may be the constant object of my vision.